Hello, everybody. My name is Pavan Taparia, and I'm a product manager in the Power Virtual Agents team. I am joined by my colleague Salem Barsha, a senior developer on our team. We have an amazing set of moderators who will be answering questions you may have, so please feel free to ask them at any time. My colleague Michael Chave will be conducting a live Q&A at the end of the presentation. Today's talk is about how developers can use low-code extensibility to build world-class bots fast, leveraging the full power of the Power Platform and the Bot Framework SDK. Specifically, in today's session, we show how developers can accelerate chatbot development using Microsoft Power Virtual Agents, seamlessly extend with built-in low-code support for a true no-cliffs bot development experience, and how developers can effectively collaborate with business users and subject matter experts to build intelligent, powerful chatbots. Let's quickly introduce tools available to developers to build chatbots before we dive deep into a demo. Power Virtual Agents is Microsoft's latest no-code, low-code, hosted bot development platform. It has been generally available since December 2019 and joins the ranks of other low-code Power Platform applications like Power BI, Power Apps, and Power Automate. For those that are new to the Power Platform, it is the singular low-code platform that spans Office 365, Dynamics 365, Azure, and standalone applications. Power Virtual Agents is now enabling everyone, subject matter experts and developers, to effectively collaborate in building intelligent, engaging, and useful chatbots using our simple, easy, and intuitive conversation designer. Bot Framework Composer is an open source visual authoring canvas for developers. You can use it to design and build sophisticated conversational experiences using language understanding, language generation, and adaptive dialogues, all using open standards to unleash the full power of the underlying Bot Framework SDK. It is generally available now. I am truly excited to announce that we will add support for low-code extensibility within Power Virtual Agents using Bot Framework Composer. With seamless integration with Bot Framework Composer, bot developers will be able to build dialogues that leverage the full power of the Bot Framework SDK and import it within Power Virtual Agents without needing to host any new infrastructure. Now, let's get to the demo. All right, let us see how these two incredibly powerful tools work together to offer developers and bot authors a true no-cliffs bot development experience. Let me set the stage. We have built a bot that assists and engages with employees over Teams. John is a new employee at Contoso. He discovers a digital assistant in the Teams app store and starts interacting with it. It's John's first week at Contoso. His assistant knows who John is and prompts him to do the usual tasks any employee would do in their first week. Super helpful. John's manager has asked him to complete all required trainings and schedule one-on-one meetings with a few people on the team. John turns to the digital assistant for help. John is impressed. He now asks the assistant for more information about the people his manager has asked him to meet. Next, John asks his assistant who his colleagues work with. And finally, John asks the assistant to schedule some one-on-one time with his new colleagues. Let's take a look at how we built this bot. In this scenario, there are two main topics that the bot is interacting with the user. The first one is around required trainings, and the second one is a directory search on employees within an organization. I'll quickly build the first topic to show you how easy and intuitive it is to get started in Power Virtual Agents. I create a new topic named Required Trainings. Next, I add some semantically unique trigger utterances that I expect my end users ask. This trains the underlying universal AI model to accurately trigger this dialogue. Bot authors can continue to add trigger utterances over time to further improve triggering accuracy. I am now ready to start authoring my dialogue. I am visually able to add nodes that ask questions, show a message, and even trigger an action. My developer colleague has helped me by creating a new flow action in Power Automate using one of the 300 plus data connectors that I can seamlessly use in this conversation. The first action needs the end user's access token, which I exchange for their role and team. Next, I use variables returned from prior actions into nodes or actions that follow. That is it. I have now trained my bot to respond to users on this topic. Let us test it to make sure it is working as expected. With built-in testing canvas support, bot authors can trace through all steps of the conversation within Power Virtual Agents. All right, my next goal is to hook up directory search. This is a sophisticated conversation, and I need my developer colleague to help me with it. Today, we enable pro-code developers to build remote skills that require them to set up Azure, write code, deploy and monitor their bot in their own subscriptions. With low-code extensibility, we will enable pro-code developers to bring in dialogues authored in Bot Framework Composer and execute it within Power Virtual Agents without needing to host any new infrastructure. To show off our low-code extensibility, I've asked my colleague to author a set of topics built using Bot Framework Composer and import it in Power Virtual Agents. With built-in multi-author support, I have shared access to my bot with Salem. Salem, please go ahead.
Thanks, Pawan. I got the invite, and now I'm signed into Power Virtual Agents. I'm going to address your need by authoring a set of topics in Bot Framework Composer, which we're announcing general availability at Build. Exciting stuff! So to access it within Power Virtual Agent, I can go to Manage, Composer Topics, and open Bot Framework Composer. Here you go. This is Bot Framework Composer. I can use this tool to build a set of topics that leverage the full power of the underlying Bot Framework Declarative SDK. For the sake of this demo, I've already built a WhoBot that uses Microsoft's Graph APIs to search within my organization, like for example, who are my peers, who's my manager, schedule time with my colleagues, etc. So let me show you a few advanced conversations that I authored here. As you can see, this bot has a bunch of dialogues and triggers. Let's deep dive into the Whois trigger. This trigger is of an intent type, where we are leveraging the language understanding schema to express trigger phrases and entities. So once this flow is triggered, we'll first add data to our bot's memory, specifically at the conversation scope level. You can see here, I'm filling intent property with Whois. This will be relevant in a few minutes. Following along the flow, we'll start executing the search person dialog. So the first thing we want to do is authenticate the user. And if this authentication was successful, we'll store the token into the bot's memory. You can see here I'm using conditional expressions to branch my flow. Once again, leveraging the bot's memory, I am sending an HTTP request to the Graph API and storing back the response into the bot's memory so I can later on use it in my flow. So if you remember, I stored the Whois intent in my property before, and now I'm using it to branch off in this switch statement. Since I triggered the Whois intent, I'm going into this flow here. Now I am ready to basically show the item back to the user, which is basically the adaptive card of the person that we are searching for. I am leveraging here the language generation to send back user responses. I'll go over language generation later on into this demo. Also, I want to show you how we can leverage looping capabilities in our flow. Over here, we're looping through every person I have stored into my memory and appending his work title to his action title. And I'm sending this list back using our language generation schema. You can see here, I'm binding the bot's memory into the response that we're sending back to the user. Language generation schema lets bot authors leverage expressions and bot stored memory to create dynamic responses based on the conversation flow. This is one example of how I can leverage expressions and the bot's memory to create a dynamic response back to the user. As well as you can see here, I can have multiple responses per template, which allows the bot to randomly pick a response and send it back to the user. This allows the bot to sound a bit more natural. So today, I can export this bot as a skill and host it into my Azure subscription and connect it to Power Virtual Agents. The new capability we're introducing here is seamlessly adding these assets into Power Virtual Agent and leveraging the underlying infrastructure set up in Power Virtual Agent. So now I have exported all the assets I've been showing you, the language generation, the dialogue files, and the language understanding files into one zip file. I am now ready to import these topics back into Power Virtual Agent. So here we are validating the assets being imported by making sure all dependent files are there and that Power Virtual Agent can actually execute these imported assets. Everything seems good and validated. So now I'm ready to save these assets into the Power Virtual Agent's content. Here you go. I have successfully imported the WhoBot into Power Virtual Agent. You can see here, these are the dialogues we were seeing before in Bot Framework Composer. And this is the search person dialogue. Now it's part of my content. And I can use it in Power Virtual Agent to search a person in my organization. Back to you, Pawan.
Wow, that is an advanced looking dialogue. I'm so glad that I have your help. We make a great team. We are going to further simplify this import experience in a future iteration. I can now use this set of topics into any topic within Power Virtual Agents. Just like I did earlier, I create a new topic named Search Topic and add some unique trigger utterances. Next, I call the action from the Composer topic we just imported. Because the underlying Bot Framework SDK is common between Bot Framework Composer and Power Virtual Agents, I can seamlessly execute this topic and test this dialogue within Power Virtual Agents. We run through the same dialogue that we saw over in Teams. When the conversation reaches this Composer topic, the underlying dialogue is executed seamlessly. The control is passed back only when the underlying dialogue has finished. You will be able to pass context to and from this dialogue, just like you are able to do with any action. The last thing I need to do is to enable this bot to respond over Teams. With a single click, I can enable this bot on the Teams channel and download the Teams app package to publish this bot in the Teams App Store.
And that's the end of the demo. In summary, we saw how Power Virtual Agents accelerates chatbot development through a fully hosted, easy, intuitive, no-code graphical experience. Power Virtual Agents leverages the Power Platform and the 300+ data connectors to quickly add backend integration and automation through a conversational experience. Power Virtual Agents offers a fully extensible, no-cliffs bot development experience. With seamless integration with Bot Framework Composer, developers can now contribute without needing to host any new infrastructure. Microsoft is uniquely empowering everyone to collaboratively build intelligent chatbots using our SaaS and PaaS tools. That's the end of our presentation. I hope you have lots of questions for us. Salem will be joining me now to answer them. Michael, what questions can we answer for our audience?
We got a ton of great questions during the session so far, and you're welcome to add more in the chat window. I see that our traffic controllers have already addressed many of them. Let's take a look at some of these questions and have our speakers answer them. So let's start with one question for Pavan here. When should we embed bot framework composer topics in Power VA, and when should we use bot framework skills in Power VA?
Sure. With composer topics, there are three major differences. One, with bot framework skills, you have to remotely host these skills. So developers and organizations will have to maintain their own subscriptions and Azure subscriptions to maintain these skills. With composer topics, they run natively within Power Virtual Agents, so no need to host any new infrastructure. The second thing is composer topics leverages the underlying universal AI model. So you should not need to host any new AI model in Lewis or any other place. So you can run them just natively with PVA. And the last thing, which I believe is the biggest advantage, is the composer topics are just any other component within the bot application. And so it leverages the application lifecycle management. It can be packaged into solutions and can be exported from one environment to the other without needing to host, change URLs or endpoints. So those are the three major differences between the two.
Perfect. Thanks, Pavan. Let's see, there's a question from Janet for Salem. What's the difference between bot framework composer built topics and bot framework skills?
Yeah, great question, Michael. So if you want to use a skill, so if you already have a bot deployed on your Azure bot service and you wish to integrate it with PVA, that's where you basically simply convert that bot with the easy, simple steps into a skill. And you can currently right now integrate that through the skill mechanism feature in Power Virtual Agents and use it in Power Virtual Agents. Now, if you want to do something very custom that requires code extensibility on top of bot framework composers, out-of-the-box declarative support, and you wish to use some custom NLU processing, that's where you want to go with the skills route. Now, if you don't want to host any infrastructure and leverage the full power of the PVA's NLU capabilities and have all the bots component, including the newly added composer topics, leverage the underlying application lifecycle of the management of the Power Virtual Agent, then I suggest using the new feature of embedding bot framework composer topics within Power Virtual Agent.
Got it. Thanks, Salem. Question for Pavan here from Dan. Can you support multiple languages in a bot?
Yeah, Dan, absolutely. We are planning to support about 18 or so languages in the next few weeks. So that is coming shortly.
Perfect. Thanks, Pavan. Let's see. Question for Salem here. How does a developer test the bot framework composer topic?
So currently, the way you can test the bot framework composer topics, once you import these composer topics into PVA, you can leverage Power Virtual Agents test canvas to test these newly added composer topics and also the Power Virtual Agent topics have already been built there. Eventually, you'll be able to test the entire Power Virtual Agents topics and composer topics via the emulator that is released by the bot framework team.
Got it. And a question for Pavan. What's the difference between virtual agents and Lewis.ai?
Sure. The major difference between Power Virtual Agents and Lewis.ai is Power Virtual Agents ships with a industry-leading universal AI model pre-trained to serve a Power Virtual Agent NLU system. So you don't have to explicitly go train a separate AI model. All you have to do, and your subject matter experts can do this very easily, is simply add trigger utterances in your topics that will make your bot understand those topics over time. With Lewis, you have to explicitly retrain the AI model and then plug it in with your, and stitch it together with a custom built bot.
Got it. Thanks, Pawan. And a question for Salem. If I already build a bot with Bot Framework, can I integrate that with a Power Virtual Agent?
Yeah, definitely. That's something actually we currently support, which is the skills feature. So if you already have a bot, a V3 bot or a V4 bot, you can quickly convert that bot into a skill and use it and integrate that with Power Virtual Agent currently right now.
Excellent. Here's an interesting question for Pavan from Lee. What's the correct tool set to create a standalone bot for a user to interact with, for example, one that's not inside of Teams?
I must say that to build a standalone bot, I did not understand the question fully. But I mean, you can use Power Virtual Agents to build a bot just by itself, and then use our channel connections to connect to Teams if you needed to.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a follow here for Pavan. Will multi-authoring be supported soon?
Absolutely. Multi-author is coming soon. You saw a sneak peek of that in the demo. We are truly excited about adding multi-author capability. It's coming soon.
All right. And question for Salem. Do you need any infrastructure to host the bot?
Depends which bot. So if you're building a bot framework bot, then yes, you definitely need infrastructure to host the bot. If you're using this new feature that we just currently announced, then you do not, because you're leveraging the infrastructure of the Power Virtual Agent. So once you embed these composer topics within Power Virtual Agent, you don't have to do any infrastructure hosting.
Got it. And let's see, question from Manasa for Salem. When will composer topics be available in PVA?
Yes, so great question. So we're trying to be generally available in October, but we're planning on a public preview in August, this current August.
Thanks, Salem. Question for Pavan. Can Power Virtual Agent fall back to a live agent?
Yeah, we support generic handoff. We support handoff to any engagement hub. Every interaction with the bot can be captured into a set of context variables that can be passed over to the handoff, and that can be passed over to an engagement hub. So we are proud to support omnichannel as our first party integration to escalate to a human agent both contextually and seamlessly. But developers can hook up any engagement hub should they want to.
Excellent. And a question for Salem. Is there a way to have a dev environment before pushing my bot to a production environment?
Great question, Michael here. Yes, so we can. So using the application lifecycle management that we just actually introduced in Power Virtual Agent, you can now import and export your bot that you just created from one environment to another. And that way you can leverage dev environment versus bot environment.
Perfect. And let's see, question for Pavan. Can we add new topics that are frequently added to a website?
Absolutely. So one of the key features that we have introduced is AI-assisted authoring, where you can go ahead and simply add a URL to, as a suggested topics, where your suggested topics may live. And that then the AI essentially is going out, scanning your web page, extracting all the Q&A pairs, and staging them as questions, potential topics that the bot can answer with. And so that feature is actually live today.
Got it. Okay. Question from Merlin, maybe for Salem. Is it possible to start proactive dialogues in the Bot Framework Composer, like in Bot Framework SDK?
I believe so. So technically, that's more of a Bot Framework question. But since the Bot Framework Composer is actually leveraging the full power of the Bot Framework SDK under the hood, then you can definitely basically leverage the proactive dialogues and the composer itself.
Perfect. And let's see, there's a question for Pavan here. Will SSO be supported?
Yes, we are introducing support for single sign-on with Azure AD at this time. In the next few weeks, you should be able to get some notifications about that. So, yeah, it will be supported soon.
Perfect. And a question from Guillermo to Salem. Can Power Virtual Agents display adaptive cards?
Certainly. Currently, the way you can display adaptive cards within Power Virtual Agents is through leveraging skills to basically pass the adaptive card from the skill back to Power Virtual Agent, as well as there's a flow connector that basically sends an adaptive card to teams, so you can leverage that. But we are soon as well enabling adaptive cards natively in Power Virtual Agent. So stay tuned, please.
Perfect. One question for Pavan, sort of somewhat related to what we talked about just a moment ago, but I have a question. I have a bot built in Bot Framework that does custom authentication for external users. Can my bot connect to Power Virtual Agent behind the scenes?
Yeah, the beauty of the way we've architected the integration with skills is that the auth provider is different between the Power Virtual Agent bot and the integrated skill. So if you were to connect your skill, which has the custom auth, with Power Virtual Agents, the auth flow is uninterrupted between when the skill is invoked. So for example, you invoke the skill and the skill requires a special auth. It has full control of the conversation and can complete the auth flow. And at that time, PVA is basically just a blind relay. So it should be possible.
Perfect. Let's see, question from Sunku to Salem. What exactly is the difference between creating a chatbot using Bot Framework SDK v4 and Bot Framework Composer? How do you decide which of the two to use?
Great question. So using Bot Framework SDK v4, the Composer is actually leveraging the SDK under the hood. So the Composer, the way you want to write a bot through Composer is declarative way. So you're actually not writing code. You're writing declarative JSON files and markdown files to create that bot. Now you can also leverage the coding patterns to create a bot. So using JavaScript or C#, for example. So it's up to you which one you're comfortable for. If you don't want to write a lot of code, then you can go through the Composer. But eventually, they're both the same thing under the hood.
Thanks, Salem. So it looks, and we have just a couple of minutes left, so before we wrap up the session, so let's see if we can get one more question in. Question for Pavan. So all the things we saw in the demo video, when is this going to be in public preview and generally available?
Yeah, Salem touched on this a little bit. Public preview is going to be in August of this year, and then generally available in October. We are very excited to release this as quickly as possible for you guys.
All right, I think that's all we have questions in terms of questions. So I'll hand it back to Pavan to close us out.
Thank you, Michael. We are truly pushing the limits to democratizing AI for everyone to build conversational experiences with Power Virtual Agents. Digital transformation is just a few clicks away. I can't wait to see what you end up building. Thank you.
Thank you.